B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Stacey.
Hello.
Hi, ma'am. How can we help you?
Well, I guess I've been ghosted.
You guess.
Or he's sick. I don't know. We've been trying to date through this, you know, pandemic, which is hard. We've only actually met twice. His name's Brad. Things are going good. We, you know, had a couple of virtual dates, one real date.
What's a virtual date consist of? you're giving us a lot of information here.
Phone and, you know, video chatting, that kind of stuff. We're trying to keep our social distancing.
Uh-huh. So you're just talking on FaceTime, basically?
Yeah. Yeah, texting, phone calls.
Okay.
We've gone out twice. We went out to dinner.
Yeah.
Kind of at the beginning of all this. And then four days ago, we went to Market Basket to do some food shopping.
Wait, your date consisted of going food shopping?
Well, yeah.
We don't have a lot of options.
Yeah. Get creative. I like that.
Where are we supposed to go?
I don't know, but that's the last time you saw him was when you went to the grocery store?
I know, right? Totally lame.
That's hilarious.
If I even knew where he lived, I would go there and try to, tap on him, see if he's all right, but I don't even know where he lives.
Oh, man. Okay, well, you know what? We'll give him a call for you next. I really hope he picks up because this is funny. All right, this is brand new. We just spoke to Stacey, who's been... So she went on a couple dates with this guy, Brad, before we all had to kind of get quarantined and stuff. Since then, they've been virtually dating.
Okay.
FaceTiming and a lot of texting.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
And stuff like that. And they went on this, I know, we're not supposed to go out, but they went on this amazing date to Market Basket, to grocery shop, where they stay. Maybe he was mad that you were too close to him in the aisle. Who knows? That might have been it. That might have been it. Okay, so we're going to try and call him and set up, see if he'll take your FaceTime again, I guess. We'll see. Stay quiet, okay?
Hello.
Hi, is this Brad?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. We got Brad. Brad, please don't hang up the phone. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station, and I can explain to you why we're calling you. Can I just explain to you real quick why we're calling you?
What's up, man?
Okay, I'm sorry. Wow. It sounds like we woke you up.
Sounds so annoyed.
I know. So basically,
it's a little weird.
Things are a little weird right now. So we got a call from a girl who actually... likes you, and okay, so what we normally do is we set up people on dates to go out and stuff. Obviously, we can't do that right now, so basically, I'm going to tell you this girl's name, and if you agree to, I'm going to throw the air quotes up there, date her, we can set something up at your house where we'll pay for your takeout, and you guys could hang out at your house or her house, or if you don't want to see her, we can just set you guys up to FaceTime with each other until it's safe to go out.
Right, okay.
Right. It's weird, I know.
So,
do you want to hear her name?
Yeah.
Okay, her name is Stacy, and apparently you guys have...
Dude, I'm so over that. I'm set.
Really?
Not a chance, man.
Not a chance. Okay, this is the same Stacy that you went out with before. You guys were virtual, and you went to the grocery store together.
Yeah. I'm so done with her. She's not a chance.
Can you?
She's a scumbag.
Jesus.
Wow. Okay, can you please explain? She seems confused as to why you don't want to see her again. So, can you please explain to us what it is that you found unappealing about her, and we'll tell her, and then she'll leave you alone?
Well, everything was like cool, we had we went shopping, like you said, and then it was like I was in another aisle because how you drift sometimes, looking for different stuff, and I was in a different aisle, and then I heard some like screaming. I noticed she wasn't around, and I thought there was like a fight or something in the next aisle, and then I went over to the next aisle, and she like brushed past me like nothing, and then just keeps walking. And I'm pretty like whatever, you know. I go home and I'm on Instagram just scrolling through, and I see on Instagram she has a selfie that she took with the last roll of toilet paper, and there's a little old lady right behind her, and the caption said, "Bitch, too slow."
Oh, you are lying.
I'm not lying. You could go on.
All right. Well, you know what, Brad?
Hold on, Brad. Stacy's on the phone. Whoa. Hold on, Stacy.
What a piece of crap.
Did you really do that?
Well, he only saw the picture and heard the commotion. He didn't know what happened before that. You could have asked me.
I didn't need to ask you. It's an 85-year-old lady. You probably shoved her and you bitch too slow. I mean, like, don't you have
I
a
did
heart?
Not shove her. No.
Well, okay. So why don't you tell us what happened?
Yeah, why don't you tell us?
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you right now. There is one roll of toilet paper on the shelf, okay? Imagine it. All the aisles are empty. One roll. I walk down one end of the aisle. This lady and a walker, it's coming from the other end. And we both see it. And, you know, I'm going to get there first, and she comes and is trying to take it from me. So I start yelling at her, and, I mean, she was easy to fight off. Yeah, she's like 100 freaking years old.
Oh, my God. Pandemic.
We are in this by ourselves. And you know what? I had not had toilet paper for 2 weeks. So that rule was mine. Yeah, bitch was too slow.
I'm giving you chances to defend yourself. Dude, you're not doing a good job of doing that.
No, I try to tell you, she's a scumbag, man. I mean, I swear to God. It's like we're supposed to come together in these times, and this bitch is pushing the old ladies out of the way. It's come over.
I did not push her.
Okay, well, I guess we got to make this official. Hey, Brad, Stacy would like to know if you'd like to hang out again.
Yeah, in a cold day in hell, no.
You. If you needed that toilet paper and I got it for you, you would have been happy.
Yeah, I don't need that much. I mean, I don't know how much toilet paper you go through a day, but, you know, you need to slow your roll, so to speak. Seriously.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
If you get, like, pissy, blackout drunk on date one, then no rule. Forget about even calling the person for date two because bad things are going to happen, and you'll see what I'm talking about tomorrow morning. A classic. Classic Second Date Update on the 10s on your throwback station with a Get Up.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.